Now, John Taylor joins us from Washington, or from right here in Fort Smith, talking about Washington. There's been some lightning strikes around there in terms of the Federal Reserve, and there may be some more this week, John.
Well, there probably will be, but let's talk a little bit about what happened last week. Of course, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down another 100 points on Friday, 4 out of 5 days. But if you look at the major indexes, not just counting the Dow, they've been down 3 of the last 4 weeks. So what will happen this week? Well, it's all dependent upon the Fed once again. I know you may be tired of hearing me talk about the Fed and Mr. Bernanke, but this week's really critically important because the Federal Open Market Committee begins a 2-day meeting this week on Tuesday at 1 o'clock our time on Wednesday. The Fed will make their announcement. But this is one of those meetings where Mr. Bernanke has a press conference after after they make their announcement on the second day, 1 o'clock Wednesday. He'll make a statement that could last 30 minutes or so and then maybe take 30 to 45 minutes of questions. What the world is hoping for is clarity about what he meant when he told on May the 22nd, when all this volatility really started, when he told Congress that they might consider, quote, within the next few meetings to cut back on quantitative easing. And the world is just saying, please give us some clarity about what you mean about that. Other things in the news, well, the Fed said that their decision would be data dependent. They'd be looking at what happens with economic data. One of the numbers we got on Friday, too late for me to report on Friday morning, consumer sentiment number unexpectedly dropped. Now, this is the Thomson Reuters / University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index. It did drop. It was expected to increase. One of the things that's interesting, one of the subscribers, that uses this data is, guess what? It's the Federal Reserve. Another interesting story developing, Smithfield Foods, the country's largest pork producer. As we reported a couple weeks ago, they've agreed to be acquired by a Chinese company. However, that acquisition is still subject to a review by the Committee on Foreign Investment. But Smithfield announces this morning that their earnings dropped 63%, widely missing what Wall Street expected, citing compressed margins because of increased cost. But the stock's up about 3% pre-market. Why is that? Well, because one of the largest stockholders of Smithfield is urging the company to reject this takeover offer, all-cash offer, by the way, from the Chinese conglomerate, and saying that they should instead break up into 3 separate companies that would maximize shareholder value. And does this sound familiar? Chrysler freezing the pensions for 8,000 workers. Now, I reported on this and wrote an article on this in the Times Record a couple of weeks ago. A couple of large local employers, Rheem and Arkansas Best, had announced the same thing, that they're freezing their pensions, shifting those workers to defined contribution plans, which are 401k plans. Now, this does not affect people who've already retired. It does not affect hourly workers with Chrysler, of course, because they're covered by the union pensions. But Chrysler's not been offering these pensions to the new white-collar workers for 8 or 10 years, but it will freeze the benefits as of the end of the year. By the way, in case you've forgotten, Chrysler is majority owned by Fiat from Italy. And Netflix up substantially this morning before the market opens, about $9 a share, about 4%. They announce a huge original content agreement with DreamWorks. DreamWorks says that they will now premiere their new television series that they develop on Netflix. They will be presented commercial-free. They will be based upon the franchise-owned characters of DreamWorks, such as Shrek. And this will make Netflix the premier home of new original series. Netflix says it's the largest original first-run deal in their history. Terms were not disclosed, but I would imagine it was about $1 gazillion.
More and more television programming going to Internet.
Absolutely.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bill.
John